Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO. Go by as
quickly as a wink. Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I am Michelle Marquis, and we are very happy to welcome back Joe Sullivan. He is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness and has a very slick haircut today.
Thank you.
Looking very nice. And our guest for the full half hour, we have Matthew Tepper here. Matthew is the Northern California Sales Account Manager at Jetty Extracts. It's really nice to meet you.
That's nice to be here.
So I wanted to start the conversation because I've noticed that in front of Mercy Wellness in Cotati there for the last couple of days was a really cool van. It was really easy to see and had this sort of emblazoned on the side of it, Cannabis for Good. Can you tell us what is this all about?
Well, that's our Jetty van, or the Jetty Mobile, it may be affectionately known. It has been rewrapped by Jetty and PAX to tout our charity, or to get the message across about SB 34. So it's on a road trip right now across the state from San Diego up to eventually Sacramento, trying to get SB 34 passed by State Senate as well as Governor Gavin Newsom. Mercy has the privilege of being the only stop that has 2 days. So we kind of camped out and really nice. Tried to get the message across.
Yeah. What was it like having that out front at Mercy?
It was special. You know, we cater to a large sector of, older people that come in and people that need access to medicine, people that are sick and maybe need some compassion and some compassion. And so to see people there signing, eager to sign up, and to have this this scroll, so to speak, delivered to the Capitol, it was awesome to be a part of it. I saw a huge turnout. Even the energy in the store was a little different, So anytime we can be a part of something like this, we're going to jump at that.
That's great. Yeah. So let's back up just a little bit and talk about Jetty Extracts and your role in compassionate care.
Well, our industry really got jump-started with compassion. You know, everything from Brownie Mary back in the day in San Francisco to the Compassionate Care Act to the notion that before it was legal, it was medical, and in that we took care of many patients. Many of our modern companies were started with a charitable backing, as was Jetty's. We had the Shelter Project, which was unfortunately shuttered when cannabis became legal. It was no longer legal for us to take care of our cancer patients and people that were medically qualified to get cannabis who could they couldn't get it on their own. So Jetty had provided that to them, and when it became legal, that became illegal. So we are again in support of this act, State Bill 34, to get this back the way that it should be.
Wow. So yeah. This Shelter Project actually provided cannabis for free to people with medical cards?
Absolutely. Anybody that was, deemed medically, qualified, mostly cancer patients, we took care of them wherever we could. Wow. We did oils, vaporizers, suppositories if necessary. Not everybody wants or can vaporize. Not everybody is able to eat comfortably. Mm-hmm. So we, depending on the needs, tailored their medicine for what they might particularly need. Right now that is not legal, so it's been temporarily shelved, which is part of the reason that the Cannabis for Good Tour is taking to the wheel.
Right, right. So tell us then about State Senate Bill 34. What would this bill do?
It would basically allow us to take care of patients again, basically sidestep the tax. The only reason that we're looking at legal cannabis, just like legal alcohol, is because the government wants their peace. It's given us a lot of liberty. It's given us a lot, the leeway, and it steps in the right direction. But we still have to recognize the medicinal value of this plant, the medicinal value of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We don't want to deprive anybody who actually needs it.
Right. Yeah, I can speak firsthand to that. As having worked in the dispensary since, the medical era before we went recreational, there was about 100 patients that depended upon Mercy with our partners in the brands to supply medicine for them that they could come pick up weekly. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, many of those patients, I have not seen them back since. The laws changed, and a lot of that is around the taxations and the fact that we weren't allowed to give them the cannabis anymore, which was happily donated to us by the brands that we carried on the shelf.
Right.
Because as Matt said, you know, a majority of these brands were started in that way, in that manner. So
right.
It's huge. That's why when people figured out about it, we started seeing a bigger uptick yesterday, and people were happy because we're trying to fight the good fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a way right now in the system that we're in for medical patients, cancer patients, those with real great medical need, to get free cannabis?
There's no legal way in the state right now to get free cannabis.
Okay.
That is what this initiative is about. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we're doing it properly. We're not exploiting it. But right now, this is the good fight that Joe is alluding to. We want the people who need it to be able to accept our charity. Right now, it's not legal for them to accept our charity, which
seems kind of wrong.
They make it tough. There's routes for people who have a state medical licensed card that's from the state that's different than something that's issued by your doctor, which is a prescription.
They get a discount.
Okay,
it's not free. What it does is it eliminates the state excise tax, but they still very much pay for the county tax and everything else that's associated.
Right.
The thing is that these men and women can't pay. They can't afford it. They have doctor's bills that have piled up, and it adds up quickly. And so they were depending upon this. And unfortunately, they've had to go back to doing something that the state did not want, which was the black market, which is still there. And so
alive and thriving.
We would like to be able to provide safe access, you know. So
right.
And we have a medically qualified laboratory right now. It's something that you're not going to find in the black market. And we want to be able to provide medication for these patients.
Right. That's safe. That's clean.
Yes.
That's tested.
It's regulated. All those
things. Right. Exactly.
You know,
the
good stuff, and the stuff that honestly, like, a lot of these patients, we had up to 600 patients on our, registered, and they're all, you know, on the shelf right now. And, you know, granted, they have access to legal recreational cannabis, and some of them have jumped through the ridiculous hoops to get medical, but it's not easy, and that actually just costs money, believe it or not. So
yeah, they still charge you for the card, which defeats the purpose.
These people are paying more money now.
Right. Yes.
Right.
So the people that we want to give the free cannabis to, they really have no way to do it legally.
Is the situation that we're in right now, is this something that we foresaw? Or could see that it was happening as the adult use was coming forward?
Yeah. Prop 64 is not perfect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that would tell you it was the wrong one to pass, and for this reason. This is one of the main reasons.
Thankfully, it's adaptable,
yes.
But we need to pay attention to it, and people need to pay attention to the regulations and how they're written so that we can change the parts that are fallible.
Yep.
There are a lot of things that we can do to make it better. But it's nowhere close to where it needs to be. And part of it has to do with the fact that this plant is seen as both recreational and medical. And it's really hard to straddle both of those spheres.
It is. It's hard to go to your doctor and say, you know, oh, I like to get high because it's fun, but also I need it because it helps me with my pain, or it helps me with my anxiety, or it helps me with all these other things too.
Yeah, that's why it's important for groups like Jetty who are doing these projects, the Cannabis for Good Tour, Sonoma County Growers Alliance, these advocacy groups that are there fighting it. That's what it takes. It takes collecting signatures. You know, that's what it does.
And expanding the education. A lot of what we do, you know, has to do with, you know, expanding one's knowledge. A lot of us know about, you know, the potential medical applications for this, but we're learning as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And Jetty Extracts, like I said, we have a team of knowledgeable people that are learning as they go as well. And we need to disseminate that knowledge where possible so that the general public has a better understanding of what they're doing and what they could potentially be doing.
So what would happen if SB 34 does pass?
It would allow us to reinstate our charity and many other charities as well. The Shelter Project would come out of temporary retirement. You know, we'd dust off the cobwebs, and people would then again be able to sign up. Right now, we're not able to accept any new people. We can't even take care of the people we have.
Yeah.
Almost every day when I'm on the road, somebody asks me how they can get a friend or a relative, or, you know, God forbid, themselves, you know, up on the Shelter Project. Or people tell me what good the Shelter Project has done their relatives. And it's a feel good story, but it really, you know, pains us to know that we can't do it right now.
Yeah.
So if this passes, we have a division of our company that will come back to life again. You know, these people, they have a purpose. And, you know, when I joined Jetty Extracts a few years ago, this, it was something that I never realized how much of my life it would take up. Mm-hmm. You know, when I see these patients, when I see what it's done, it pains me to know that we're not taking care of them the way that we could be, and that the law is against them right now. We could easily make an impact.
So we all know that things happen in Sacramento one way or the other.
Yes, they sure do.
So who is in the person we need to talk to about SB 34? Who do we write letters to?
Well, I mean, the traditional way, you know, of lobbying, you know, get attention to, you know, grassroots organizations, so on and so forth. You can come out, you know, the last few days, like I said, Mercy Wellness was, you know, two stops on our tour.
Yeah.
We were at High Sierra. We are going to be at Spark in Santa Rosa tomorrow. The road show is, you can look at it online. We're going to be going down to Santa Barbara. We're going to be in Southern California. But pop on to Jetty Extracts and learn a bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have postcards to Gavin Newsom. You know, our Playboy governor is being groomed for all the right places. But if this is pointed at him as a positive in all the right ways by the public, we really think it's going to make an impact. It has to pass by state Senate and then get passed by the governor. But we believe in this. This isn't something that there's no economic backing for this right now. This has, you know, all the heart that we need. And when you sit and explain it to just about anybody, whether they're, you know, partake themselves or not, if you explain to them how this has medicinal value, I can't see anybody reasonably getting in the way.
Yeah. You're also making it pretty fun. I mean, they have a laser engraver that they bring out to the event where you can have your vaporizing device customized for you.
Oh, nice.
Those postcards he's alluding to, mm-hmm. they're mailing those to the governor. So,
and you mentioned something about a scroll. There was a scroll
there's
design.
There's a full-sized scroll that sends a message like, hey, there's people that need this.
Okay. Is it on hemp paper?
Yes. we wish it was actually on. I believe it's on Tyvek, but it's a nice piece. It kind of looks like a Torah scroll, like a Jewish Torah scroll.
Uh-huh.
And we're collecting, you know, we have thousands of signatures and thousands more to go.
That's great.
We have digital signatures. If you come by the road show, you know, look online, check out the stops. We're 1/3 of the way done with the tour. PAX has donated a bunch of, they gave us for free a bunch of PAX era devices, and we have a laser engraver that we have to customize them. We're doing $5 donations or any donation you feel fit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all going right to charity. They're all online donations. This is all registered. Please check it out and see what you guys can do in support of it.
That's
I will say real fast, I'm so proud of the people that are part of Mercy that come and shop there. They're donating 10% of their sales to the shelter project, and we sold out of the Jetty products in the 2 days.
Really?
That they were on the shelf.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's been a fantastic impact. We always have the full support of the Mercy staff. We've, you know, came out of relative obscurity to be one of their biggest brands, and we can't say enough about that. But to see the support where it needs to be, all of the staff came out and signed. They all, you know, told their friends. We had a continuing line the entire time, and we sold out of all our donated devices both days. We crossed over $1,000 threshold while we were there. We've done fantastic things while hanging out in the Mercy parking lot.
Yeah. That's great. If people can't make it to one of your stops, can they go online to sign? Thanks.
Absolutely. This is an online petition. Again, there's links to it from Jetty Extracts.
Okay.
Please
go to jettyextracts.com.
Jettyextracts.com. Mm-hmm. If you go online, I believe the first splash page, I believe that's what it's called, is a link right to the Cannabis for Good website.
Very nice. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about Jetty Extracts and your products. You are listening to Can I Help You here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
Available at Hudson Street Design in Healdsburg. Start now at HudsonStreetDesign.com. The North Bay's leading cabinet, window, and door showroom. Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg lumber company.
This baseball season, eat like your team won the whole darn thing with Kingsford. Just fire up that charcoal and grill some lip-smacking, falling off the bone, dyed and gone to heaven so good you could ugly cry ribs. Or brats, or heck, grill a whole hog. It ain't baseball season if you ain't eating good, so what are you waiting for? Kingsford, start something. Grab a bag at your nearest Lowe's.
Ladies, are you tuning in? Are you tired of paying retail but looking for some mid to high-end clothing at a fraction of the cost? Sisters don't let sisters pay retail. You'll find unique and colorful clothing at Sisters Consignment in Santa Rosa. July 12th through the 31st, Sisters is having a sizzling summer sale. Markdowns of 30 to 75%. Fashionable clothing, purses, and jewelry. Sisters Consignment, 2700 Yalupa Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online, SonomaConsignment.com. Remember, sisters don't let sisters pay retail.
Are you concerned about the impact wildland fire has on the city of Santa Rosa? Join the Santa Rosa Fire Department at one of the three upcoming community workshops to discuss wildfire hazards, risks, and actions the community can take to reduce wildfire threat. Workshops are from 6 to 8 p.m. on July 22nd, July 25th, or August 14th. Workshop discussions will help shape Santa Rosa's community wildfire protection plan. For meeting locations and additional details, visit srcity.org/CWPP.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? I'm Michelle Marquis on KSRO. And the show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness. They are in Cotati. It's a really great facility. It's fun to go by and check things out. There's new products. Joe is there. Joe Sullivan, of course, is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And his team is very trained and knows their stuff. There's all different kinds of products. If smoking is not your thing, no worries. There's lots of different applications, and all different kinds of medical needs are addressed. If you are into adult use just for having fun, that's a great place to visit too.
Oh, of course. We like to have fun at Mercy. That's for sure. Yes, definitely. No, I'm happy today. I appreciate all those nice things you said about Mercy, but I am happy today to introduce a friend of mine and someone I've worked with now for a little over 3 years, Matthew Tepper. He's a Northern California sales account manager at Jetty XX. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great.
Right on, man. So that first segment was awesome. I figured for now we could delve into a little bit more about the products, what you guys do, and what set Jetty apart.
Well, it was, you know, really great and an honor to be here for the charity segment first. What sets Jetty aside is, you know, there is obviously that charitable aspect of what we do, which lends to the fact that we're still a medical laboratory. We were started, you know, almost a decade ago. By, you know, a bunch of, you know, surfers with like minds who really wanted to create the perfect extract. So we've stuck by the family model. We still support all small farms where we can. A little while back, we were potentially to have been bought out, but we stayed our track and we remain a family company. We support all the ideals of the fundamentals that this cannabis, this modern cannabis industry was founded on, that seem to be get a little bit pushed aside by the increased marketplace.
Yeah, and with the product side of things, I know, especially with vape pens in our world, there's a lot of companies that have additives or other cutting agents that they use with their vapes. That's something that you guys don't do, correct?
I mean, I don't want to vilify any of these things because, you know, modern science hasn't really gone to that route either. There's nothing wrong with most of the things that people are doing to their vape pens. You know, if making it past the strict California standards,
sure.
There's really not going to be anything medically wrong with it. But at Jetty Extracts, we like to keep all of the parts of the cannabis true. So we're using cannabis terpenes, you know, except for the obvious, you know, our botanics were not, but we weren't hiding that. Those were essentially like teas. But we use cannabis terpenes. We are working on all the different cannabinoids, and we're trying to give people different options of how they could potentially bring these in. You know, we're more than just smoking joints right now.
Sure. So speaking of options, you know, I'm well versed in the catalog of items that you guys have. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what different products you carry?
Well, you know, we started off, you know, making, you know, these gold extractions, and we put those into our trademark dablicators, which really put Jetty Extracts on the mark. We started off doing vapor cartridges, and those have evolved as the industry have evolved, and many people will see our gram and half grams with the glass body and the wooden tips. It's become kind of our look. They come in what's called a shotgun style container. Our dablicators, though, those really are something special. I always refer to them as the Swiss Army knife of the cannabis world.
Let's explain to them what a dablicator is, because they're not. I know they're wondering. I know Michelle's wondering over there what a dablicator is.
Let me tell you about a dablicator. A dablicator, people see syringes and they cringe. And there's application to that, but we adapted a safety syringe, which really is non-threatening. We have a metal tip on it, so if you want to do a dab, which is kind of over the top for a lot of people, you still have the option of dabbing this, but the oil that's inside is decarboxylated, which gives you many, many options. You can eat it, you can smoke it, you can vape it, you can dab it. It's really a utility tool of the cannabis world.
Yeah, right, you can make edibles with it. Because back in the day, they said that people were using cannabis butter to make your cookies and things.
Now they use ordeal.
Yeah, now people use distillate or that decarboxylated oil, which Matt's alluding to. And for people that need a higher dose, you can dab it, which is essentially taking almost like a bong hit. It's like taking a hit out of a water pipe.
But it's not the flower.
It's not flour.
It's the old school
heated
knife hits.
It's like a knife. It's a heated element, mm-hmm. which you then drop the oil onto, and then you can vaporize it through a water device.
I think the fact that it is decarboxylated, which means that the THC is then available.
It's activated.
Right, it's activated and it's available, is a big deal.
Right? Sure. It used to take 2 days to make an edible. You would have to spend an entire day making your extract or extracting the viable material from the plant material. Otherwise, you just end up with a whole bunch of roughage. People used to just throw it into a coffee grinder and dump it into their brownies.
Yep.
That would take a really long time
to activate. I was one of those guys.
You end up, you know, gritting it through your teeth for a long time. It's not a pleasurable experience. The proper way to do it, or as we had done it when we were younger, was to make a butter or an oil, and that would take 1 day, and then you have to make the actual object the next day. Right, right now, you could take a dablicator. To make medicated brownies, you could just take a brownie and squirt a little bit from a dablicator on it.
And it's also fairly easy to measure then, I guess, how much you're using.
Yeah,
so
it's
you
very
can
easy.
Make sure that you're getting the right amount.
Yeah, you can microdose with those.
That's amazing. I love this.
Yeah, now, one thing I do want to get to, because of the cannabis terpenes, they get to tout strain specific carts. And I'm just curious, I know you guys have some new stuff in the works. What I would like to talk about that a little bit, and then tell me which one's your favorite.
So we do three at a time, basically, aside for our CBD, which is Cannatonic. We're weaning out of our Skittles, Sage and Sour, and Tahoe OG.
Okay.
We always come up with the three at a time, and I always pick my favorite of the three. My first of them was the Tahoe OG I loved. It had this beautiful floral background, which I thought was fantastic. The next three we released were the Maui Wowie, Alien OG, and GDP. Maui Wowie has become one of the most popular cartridges and packs in the history of California. I would have never imagined. It's hard for me not to love Maui Wowie based on what it's done. But of those three, I actually like the GDP the best, personally. But I'm kind of an old school guy with that and with the appreciation toward Maui Wowie. The next three, which I've just dropped, are Tangy, Gelato, and Purple Punch. I have not tried the gelato yet. I love Tangy. This is one of my favorite strains. I love the bright orange notes. So I'm really excited to see the future of that one. And the strains that we've picked, Jetty's really nailed it. You know, sure. I'm a cannabis nut. I love some flower. And so to see the good ones coming in, it's really nice.
Awesome. So I know we have to wrap up soon. I do want to get one more thing in, though. I know you have some collaborations coming up. And yeah. There's one particular molecule I'm excited about, if we want to just touch on that real quick.
So I think you're probably talking about the THCV.
Yes, I sure am.
So at Jetty Extracts, we have an incredible team of PhDs and really well-experienced lab techs who are able to extract single cannabinoids, or the things that we are feeling, the things that are affecting our cannabinoid internal system. THC we know, but the THCV is an appetite suppressant, different than giving you the munchies. It does the opposite. It eliminates them. So this is the kind of thing that people are, you know, it's really going to change the way that people are looking at what we're doing. You know, single cannabinoids extraction, you know, taking them out and seeing the applications of these cannabinoids is going to be incredible. We all know THC. We all are learning about CBD. But there's so many other cannabinoids out there in nature and in cannabis that we're really excited about the future.
Yep, we're right on the cutting edge. Thank you so much for coming in, Matthew. This is very fun.
Absolutely. I appreciate being here very much.
Matthew Tepper, Northern California Sales Account Manager at Jetty Extracts, and Joe Sullivan from Mercy Wellness. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Michelle.
This is Can I Help You?
Awesome. That was fantastic.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.